Hello and welcome to Yakko Yaks. This is a show where I give my thoughts on various pop culture things. And before I get started, I wanted to thank everyone for the comments on the last show. It was kind of like an emotional show for me, but thanks everyone for the comments. Nice to see that for the most part, I don't think I got any negative feedback on that, and that's awesome. In this show, we're going to be talking about the DC streaming service that was finally officially announced, and also some thoughts on Brian Michael Bendis and his Superman work. So to start off with, the DC streaming service, this will be launched in August 2018. I imagine they're going to have a lot to say about this at SDCC, which is coming up pretty soon. With it, you're going to get some new stuff. We're going to get a live action Swamp Thing series, Titan series, and Doom Patrol series, which Doom Patrol is going to spin out of Titans. And also we're going to have a third season of Young Justice, which is great because Young Justice is amazing. If you've never seen it, you should watch it. I'm pretty sure the other seasons are going to be on here as well. And then a new animated Harley Quinn series. But it's not just going to have new stuff. It's going to have classic movies and TV shows like all the Christopher Reeve Superman movies, Batman Begins, like it looks like most of the Nolan Batman stuff, the 90s Flash TV show, Teen Titans, Super Friends, all the other Young Justice, Lois and Clark, the 2014 Constantine series, the 77 Wonder Woman series, Batman the Animated Series, all the Max Fleischer Superman stuff. I mean, they have such a huge library of things, and I'm glad we're going to be able to see them. We're going to have animated movies like All-Star Superman, Batman Year One, Green Lantern First Flight, which is animated. It's not the Ryan Reynolds Green Lantern. Green Lantern First Flight is actually really good. Some of the newer, like Justice League Doom, Superman Doomsday, stuff like that. I think Superman Doomsday actually is the earlier Death of Superman animated movie, which is not very good. The new one that just came out, it just came out, so it's not on this, but the new one that just came out is very, very good. I would definitely recommend watching it. If you're a fan of the comic storyline, the new Death of Superman thing follows a lot of the comic beats. It is in that new 52 animated universe that they have going. So it's Superman with the collar in the costume. But I really enjoyed it. But you're not going to get just movies and TV shows. It's going to be a comic book subscription service. It looks like it's going to be probably, I would guess, mostly trades. But you're going to get things like 52, a bunch of stuff from Action Comics, Adventure Comics, which is where Wonder Woman started, Aquaman. I mean, basically all of their titles, you're going to get some stuff from it. And that's really, besides the Titans and the Young Justice and stuff that I want to watch, getting this back catalog of comics where I might not have actually read the stories, where I might have just like seen them on Wikipedia or whatever, but I've never actually been able to read the actual comics. I'm going to be able to do that, and I'm so excited about that. So like I said, this launches in August. So if you go to their website, dcuniverse.com, you can sign up to be notified when it launches, and you can actually also sign up for the beta. So I've done that. Hopefully I get in, but if not, I mean, August isn't that far away. So this looks great. And I mean, it looks like, for what Marvel has with their Marvel Unlimited stuff, that's good, but that's just comics. It looks like DC's finally doing something right. They have such a huge library. They're now owned by AT&T, so they they do have money because AT&T jacks up fees all the time so they can get more money. So this looks amazing. All right, moving on. Brian Michael Bendis, as of this recording, we are 5 issues into the Man of Steel run, which is a 6-issue mini. So I've said all along, I'm going to give it the Man of Steel miniseries and the first arc in both of the Action Comics and Superman books before I really kind of make up my mind and decide whether I want to keep reading these or if I'm dropping Superman again. I'm sure I've mentioned it before. When the New 52 came around, I wasn't huge into comics at the time because of other things in my life. I didn't have the time or the money. I was finishing up grad school, dealing with life. I just kind of was on the outside looking in, and everything I was hearing was like, this is ridiculous. I'm not going to even touch it. They're making these characters into characters I don't like. And then when I've gone back and read some of the early New 52 stuff, I'm like, this is not my Superman. So I didn't get a Superman book, even kind of flipping it through and reading it, until Rebirth. When they did when I heard that Lois and Clark, when that series was kind of bringing the old pre-New 52 Superman into the New 52 universe, and then they were going to do Rebirth and kind of soft relaunch a bunch of stuff, that got me back on board, and that was great. So I'm hoping I don't have to drop the books again, because I have enjoyed the last few years of Superman books in particular have been great. So with that said, some of the things I like about the Bendis books, the character interactions are really good. Particularly, I liked, there was a scene with Batman, Superman, and this new character that Bendis has made, that's the new fire chief for Metropolis. They're investigating arson in a building. Superman realizing that, you know, this is not his area of expertise, brought in Batman because he thinks there's more to these arsons. And he's like, when the world's greatest detective is in my speed dial, I'm going to call in a favor. So they're investigating, and then suddenly Superman hears something and just bolts. And the fire chief is like a little surprised. And she's like, did he just leave us? And Batman says something to the effect of, when the most polite man in the universe leaves without saying goodbye, you know, there's an important reason, which I think that's really awesome. And also, Batman was a little snarky. I really like that. He wasn't quite as serious as Batman has been. The other interactions I like have been mostly with Supergirl. Bendis is really playing up the whole, you know, they're cousins. And I really like, you know, their interactions, how they're talking with each other, with what happens with Kandor. You're really feeling the weight of what happened to Kandor with them, but particularly with what he's doing with Supergirl, because as was, I think it was the last issue where Superman is thinking, and he, you know, he recognizes that they're both Kryptonian, but Kara actually lived on Krypton, as a child until she was sent before the planet exploded. So, you know, losing that much more of their heritage has got to hit her a lot more than him. And I really like those little insights that he's giving us. And I like seeing the interactions with the regular people, where just kind of the man on the street, when Superman's interacting with them, I like kind of seeing how they're reacting to being like in the presence of Superman. And there's been like more than a few kind of like, hey, do you know he's got the red tights back and stuff? I mean, we still have no actual reason why the red tights are back, but it's obvious that the people of Metropolis appreciate it. Some things I don't really like, or I guess I'm not really that I don't like, but I'm worried about the Lois and John situation. I'm not really going to get into a lot of spoilers here, but we don't really get a lot until the latest issue, and then we have a little bit more explanation in issue 5. And it's a slight spoiler, but I will say it involves Jor-El coming back. And if you've read the Superman title with Gleason and Tomasi, Jor-El was Mr. Oz, and he didn't exactly leave in the most pleasant of manners. And with what he put John through, like, one, Superman wasn't surprised to see Jor-El back. And why was that? That, with what happened, Superman should have been surprised there. And with what Jor-El was trying to do with John, why would John in the story say that he wants to go with Jor-El? That doesn't make any sense. And I've been worried about this because Bendis has a reputation of not caring about previous continuity and just kind of writing his own books however he sees fit. And if that's what is going to happen, then that, you know, that will be something that will make me drop the books, because continuity is important, especially with how they introduced John only a couple of years ago. And he's become such a really good, really well-rounded character that I think is almost universally liked. I haven't really run across anyone that has not been a fan of Jonathan Kent. So, it's been great watching Superman have to play the role of father and teach this kid that's now just coming into his powers and having to pass along lessons that he learned from, you know, his Earth dad. And if all of that is dropped, then that's just horrible. So anyway, like I said, I'm not making a decision on the stuff until we get into the ongoing titles and kind of get the first arcs out of the way. So that was my kind of initial thoughts. And, you know, I'd like to know what you guys are thinking. If, are you reading Man of Steel? Give me your thoughts and I'll talk about it next time, maybe. And also the DC streaming service. Are you going to be, subscribing to that? What do you think they, you know, could add to make it more enticing if you're not going to get it? So just let me know. You can leave me feedback on the blog post for this episode. You can contact me on Twitter and I'll be glad to talk with you there. You can also talk to me on the Transmissions Discord. All of those, there's multiple ways of getting in touch with me. It's all in the show notes for this episode, or you can go to yakoyaks.com and find it there. So before I end this, I just wanted to note, I'm turning 40 as I record this tomorrow. So this is the last podcast I will record in my 30s. And I've been feeling very apprehensive, I guess, about this whole thing. Logically, I know that it's, you know, next week I'll be feeling exactly the same as I'm feeling this week physically and everything, but it was just mentally the number 40, that's a big number. And I don't know, it's just been something kind of like getting me a little bit down over the last, you know, I guess as I've been getting closer to my birthday. But I've got to give it to my wife. And I guess it was actually my sister-in-law's idea. So thanks to Talina and my wife, Teresa, for putting this together. They, my wife got a bunch of my family members to say happy birthday and like send me messages, like a voice message, and she put them all together. And she also asked my, transmissions co-host to also help with this. And what they sent back was a huge file with thank yous from, I can't name everybody because there's just so many people, but it's like, it has tons of people from the comic industry that we've had on our show. Richard Newman, who is the voice actor for Rhinox, gave me a message as Rhinox. That was pretty cool. And then a ton of podcasters that, you know, we've either had on our show or just been kind of friends with on the internet. And, you know, I've only met in person a handful of these people, and they all took their time out of their day and sent me these amazing messages. And that it was just the whole thing, from like my family to podcasting friends to you know, everything. It was just the thing I needed to kind of lift me out of the mental funk I was in. So thank you to everyone. I'm going to also on transmissions this week, I'm going to thank everyone again, but it was just amazing. And I want to, again, thank you, my wonderful wife, Teresa, for putting this together. And I guess with that, I'll wrap up this episode. If you would like to help me celebrate my birthday, you can go to yakboyaks.com and click on the Amazon link and just whatever you buy there, a little bit of affiliate funds will come back my way, and that's awesome. It's you know, nice knowing that, you know, people care enough about the show to use that link. And thanks again for listening to like these past 32 episodes. I know the schedule's erratic and format is erratic and everything. I mean, I've always kind of treated this as an experiment, even though I want to be consistent with it. There's only so much time in the day for a hobby podcast. So thanks again for listening. I love everyone that listens and gives feedback and everything. So I will talk to you guys on the next episode. Bye.
Yakko Yaks is a production of the Transmissions Podcast Network. For more information on all our shows, go to transmissionspodcast.com/subscribe.